already.
Okay, now. I'm audible to everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
About Seyaram Silks Mills, we are everything in menswear. And a short presentation, of course it is in the public domain. I will go through that. The company established in 1978. And now we are selling these products in various brands. The Seyaram, J. Amstead, Cadini, Auxembourg. Over the years, just beginning from the polyester viscose fabrics, we have slowly and steadily entered into various blends of fabrics, as well as we have entered into ready-made garments, the shirts, trousers, denims. We have started various brands like J. Amstead. We acquired international company Cadini from Italy. And various ventures in the what are the trends, new trends are coming in the market. We adapted. Right from the inception, not a single year loss in the company. And what we sell it to the masses mainly, because polyviscose, what I said, is consumed by the masses in the country. And it is a very cheap variety of fabrics. And thereafter, we started blending with various natural fibers. And we made it very, very competitive. So that in those days, there were no branded plants in polyviscose. We are the started with blended. And we have to compete with the another sector. And in those days, the level playing field with the for the unorganized sector and organized sectors very limited. Therefore, the initial years, the profitability was very paper thin, and slowly and steadily we have built up. And also, we have in a phased manner, we have technology upgradation we have done. We have not done any capex and overboarded ourselves. Slowly and steadily, we have made that and improved the quality to keep the pace with the change in the requirements. So main pyramid is fabrics, garments, and now we are in indigo yarn. This indigo yarn is for the knitted fabrics, what we are recently started with. We will be going for the value addition later. We have very deeply penetrated network across India. Even small villages, you can see Seyaram brands. And it is available in every fabric shops across India. Very strong network. And with a brand building, Seyaram today, if you remember, you don't remember the word, but you can say that is a corporate name. Initially, when we started with, the image was different. So over the 43 years, we have made the brand. Not only that brand, along with the other, whatever the brand I explained, that also we have made slowly and steadily. Majorly our concentration was tier 2 and tier 3 studies, but with the premium what we are manufacturing now with the blends, etc. So we are in the presence in the urban cities also. Majorly the dealers network, agents, dealer and MBO, that is multi-brand outlets network, what we are catering to our customer, it is very deeply penetrated once. '18 to '22, the revenue, we have grown in CAGR of around 2%. Gross profit was 10%, EBITDA 8%, 17%. Of course, the 22 up to, it is a year of disturbance also. And if you see sustainable journey right from the beginning, and not a single year loss right from the inception of the company. I am not repeating the ROC, everything in the public domain, you can go through it. See, I said that 1978 we established ourselves. We have become public limited company in 1980. And we have expanded the weaving capacity initially from 80s. And this made a most modern factory at Silvassa in 97. We acquired Cadini brand in 18. In between, number of sub brands also we made. Certain brands already said, Auxenberg, J. Amstead, and Moretti and so. And certain brands are, we are selling to B2B. In fabrics, we have 665 looms to manufacture around 79.5 million meters per year. Currently, we are outsourcing around 20% of our requirements. As the sales goes up, this outsourcing will go up. We don't intend to do any major expansion. The technology upgradation, time to time, we will do it to keep the pace with the technology. Garments, also we have to manufacture 3.5 million pieces per month, and around 25 to 30% we outsource currently. There also, to meet the future requirements, we will increase our outsourcing. As I said, polyviscose is the main blend we are selling in the fabrics. In ready-made garments, we are in everywhere, polyviscose, cotton, even in denims. Fabrics brands are Searam, Mister, J. Hampstead, Searam Linen, Royal Linen, and Premium Cadenial. In garment, we have Searam Mozo. Mozo we started recently. That is again Searam Mozo, that will cater the needs of the masses. This is available in the most competitive prices to meet the requirement of the rural people. And Searam is always established brand, so selling will be very, very easy, because in the fabrics already we are having a strong presence for the masses. The average realization around 250 rupees to 3000 rupees fabrics we are selling. Shirting 100 to 500 rupees. In ready-made garment, the shirts are around 700 to 2000 rupees, trousers 1500 to 2000 rupees. I said that distribution network, we are having a very deeply penetrated network through the MBOs mainly, and backed by the dealers and the agents. Likewise in the ready-made garments. These are the brands what we have. So what the main strength of the company is, we are a complete value chain. We get the yarn from the spinners, make the designs, trends as per the requirement of the, we have our designers sitting at our factories, and we make the these designs as per the requirement. And also we are trendsetter in the market for the what next season it is selling. What are the new things are coming, and with the Cadini coming in, so we have offices at Italy. There also we are understanding what the market new trends are coming in the market, because in the men's, the Italy, in the from the Italy fashion comes. So we have a designer sitting over there. That also we have taken the advantage. So complete value chain. mainly tier 2, tier 3 cities we are catering it to. Already I have covered this. Earlier company had a very different type of marketing network also. That is, we were selling to the large format, smalls. We were selling on a consignment basis. And in this corona period, we could able to understand what is the best marketing strategy. Therefore, a lot of restructuring in the marketing strategy we did. And with that, what is the uncertainties in the market, we were covered up. And we could able to realize that sometimes the sales are, we are showing the sales, but consignment basis, there's uncertain of getting payments. Even returns are, were coming very, very late. So to avoid all these things, we started with direct sale. Whatever sale, we will be doing it directly on the, against the payments. So with that, so little bit we had initial issues, but now everything is settled. And we are confident that with the change in the situation, whatever the changes we have done in the market, so that will be absorbed well and we will have better times in the future. So by removing the company owned company shops also, see our expenses also reduced considerably. And moreover that the control is there. So we have started giving on a franchisee basis. In the franchisee, the responsibility is with the person who is taking the goods from us, and mostly they are the owners. So they will be delivering much better because they also get the profit. So that advantage also we will carry. But of course, it will take some time. So slowly and steadily, we will have to build up that strategy. So main, the growth will come from fabric and garment. In the branded polyviscose or other blends, we are the main branded player in the country. So in polyviscose, you can't remember any other brand than the Sierra. As for the balance sheet is concerned, we are having a very good financials, very low debts. And even in corona, whatever the strategy we have taken, we could able to reduce our debt from the earlier levels. So major revenue is coming from the fabric division. And that too, the domestic sales is around 90% of the total sales. We are in export, but the exports are very small part. Of course, we are getting very good inquiries, but there the brand is not working. Therefore, we are believing in making new design as per the requirement of the various countries, and that export also is growing. So with this JM Street, Cadini, whatever the new premium products are there, with that the realization also picking up. The garment is around 50 to 20% of the total business. We have a brand like Oxenberg, J. Amstead, and then Mozo. So these are also growing, but due to the change in the strategy, marketing sector, it is little bit slow at present, but we are confident when the market is getting settled down and with the product and quality whatever we are having, with that we will have a better chance. I already discussed company owned, company operated shops. We had earlier, before corona, we had discontinued the majority of that. And with that, the expenses also has gone down. And moreover, there is uncertainty in the market also has been reduced considerably. And there were, we are selling to large formats, malls, etc. There also there is a concern about the return of goods later on. That also we have removed slowly, that due to the marketing restructuring, what I said. With that, the working capital cycles have been also reduced. So whatever the profits year on year we have accumulated, the cash generations, we are very proud back into the company. We have reduced our debt. As far as the working capital, also considerable reduction in the working capital debt has taken place, and one of the best working capital management in the textile industry, I can say, of CRM. And long term debts are very, very minimal. There is a very good chance for the Indian textile industry, and we are hopeful that with that opportunity, whatever we get, since we are having all the resources in hand, and we can accelerate this growth further. The man-made fibers are really, it is becoming, because now what happened earlier, man-made fibers, a lot of hazardous chemicals were used for processing these fabrics. But with the latest technology, lot of machine finishes, what it is very, you know, it is, we can say, environmental friendly, and you can't make out whether it is a natural fiber or a man-made fiber. With that, the demand will come in the man-made fabrics, and we will have advantage in this also. And we have started blending with various natural fibers like cotton, bamboo, lycra, etc. That will make the product more premium category also, and we will improve our realization. As the second half results are already been published, in that revenue is up by 32%. EBITDA is up by 41% and PAT is up by 52%. Again, the major sale is coming from fabric, garment, and third is yarn. As I said, the debt is very, very low. It is 0.24. Fabric realization is improved with the sale of premium variety of fabrics. EPS is 23.68% for the first half. So comparatively to the FY 22 to FY 23, we have given this. Revenue is 635 crores, as against 480 crores. EBITDA 128 crores, as against 91 crores. PAT was 80 crores, as against 52 crores. This is a revenue mix. As I said, the fabric is the main major contributor, then garment, then the yarn and weaving. The share of premium product is going up, so with that the sales and value is also going up. Explain the sales. I think this will be covered in the question and answer session if you have any details. This is the balance sheet. As I said, we had that little bit more in the first half of this year. But with the sales what we are expecting, I think again the internal accruals will plow back and it will reduce. The total borrowing was of 240 crores. The total borrowing was around 240 crores, including term loan and the working capital. Consistently, dividend we have given to our shareholder right from the beginning. Not a single year we skipped the dividend. Even though the initial year, the dividend was very, very low because the profit itself was low. And initially, you know, up to 20, 25 years, it took around to reach the turnover of 1,000 crores. So strong foundation was put, and thereafter it got accelerated. And last 3-4 years, it was a little bit, lot of tax reforms and Corona effect, all these were there. Otherwise, company has grown consistently. As I said, there is not a single year loss. So dividend, now we are slowly and steadily increased. And future also we are confident about it. Thank you. If you have any question or answer, you can ask. So as far as the network is concerned, we are having around 1,500 dealers, and backed by the MBOs, around 5 to 6 lakh MBOs we are keeping that they further sell. We sell it to dealer. Dealer is further in some of the brands we are doing direct retailing also, and we have around 500-600 agents. And today, yes, we are our presence tier 2, tier 3 cities. But now today in India, the smaller cities also has become a very big cities. And to reach, we have a marketing network. We, for each and every brand, the separate sales persons are there, sale officers are there, backed by the agents and dealers. So every month, once at least, we touch upon the last point. So with that and with the various, because if you go to any shop, the rack space available for the one brand will be limited. So if you have another brand, then you have additional. So we got number of brands. So, number of additional rack places we are getting it from the MBOs. So, that is the reach we are targeting, and every year we are adding our dealers, new dealers in different brands. With that, we will be enlarging our network. Yeah, that I will send you later. I don't have the figures now, but I will give you EBOs and what are the direct dealers network, what is the sales section. So majority it is through the dealer network. Yeah.
So are we not planning to enter into online space?
Online, but in textile, this online
not in
is
garment, sir.
Even in garment and fabric also. That is not so attractive so far. And whatever we tried through the bigger people, the online so in that what happened, the policy, whatever the policy, they are giving more discount than what we are offering them. So they are killing our other markets. So of course we got 2-3 online platforms we developed. We are selling through that, but the sales are very minimal now.
Sir, in terms of the value-added products, it's about 25% of
revenue.
What's the difference in realizations and margins between the value-added?
There's a lot of differences because that what product itself is a blended with the natural fiber. So almost is more than double. The realization is more than double. I said therefore 250 rupees, 1000 rupees fabric what I said. For the value added premium fabrics are in that range. Otherwise polyviscose is the masses very cheaper fabrics.
And how are the margins?
Margin also a little bit improvement in the premium variety. Yes, certainly. That's what happened. I have shown the slide there. See, premium, since the premium products are going up, the margins are improving. Even the company's margin, if you see, it is improved considerably. And whatever the steps we have taken during this corona, really has realized. Like, you know, we want to remove the debt. We were thinking for a long, long time, but we could able to implement during corona. And whatever the receivables also, if you see, level of inventory also, if you see, considerable reduction in that, both the levels, we have brought it. More than the marketing strategy, what I said. So all these things are plus points. And with that, the top line is, if it grows and market improves, certainly the bottom line will also.
And in the future, you expect capex to be minimal, right? You said you
want to increase outsourcing. Yes, whatever the capex, what we are think currently, in the short run, we will not do any major capex. And whatever is there for the upgradation of the technology, we have to do. And whatever the outsourcing, because now the dedicated units are available in the market for supply as per your requirement under the control and supervision. So if that strategy, if we, and we will go for a forward integration rather than the backward integration. So CRM got a very good brands, marketing network, etc. We'll have to encash that and further improve that. See, our capacity utilization is always 100%. Even in the market is bad, our capital utilization is always 100%. The dedicated units, why they will come to us? Because we will give the continuous supply of the goods and immediate payment, whatever they ask. So they will be, since we got a consistency in the our top line, so therefore always outsourcing is getting increased only. So our always capacity utilization is 100% in both ready-made garment as well as in the fabric business. See, degrowing in the sense, I said no, because earlier whatever the marketing we were doing it, large format, we can say consignment sales, cocoa sales, etc. And all these things we had to discontinue during the time of majorly the COVID time, because we understood that getting the payment also is a problem and getting the stock back also is very, and we don't know how much discount they will ask to get it rid of all these things. So therefore, now strategy adopted by the company is that whatever the sale is happening is sale. So to change that strategy, it will take some time. But once it is sale is sale, there is no uncertainty, no hidden cost, etc. Yes, see, fabric already we are there and it is settled. And in ready-made garments, the growth is coming. Last year also, if you see the volume growth, value growth has already started. 2021, ready-made, the quantity sale, and now sale is already, the growth has started. See, overall, as a total business, around 10 to 15% CAGR growth is expected according to where we are for. Margin, see, if the top line grows up, market remains good, whatever the margins are, that should be sustainable. Of course, little bit here and there with the expense, certain expense, whatever the curtail if you want to do also, but that should not be any problem, I think, if the, as long as the top line goes up.
Sir, if I look at your margin prior to FY21, you were, you know, quoting a margin of 12 to 14%, but if I look at last 3-4 quarters, our margins have started inching up to 18-19%.
No, it was around 17 to 18% overall company's margin was 17-18% before COVID. And yeah, so but whatever the I said, no, various steps whatever we have taken, with that the profit has gone up by 1 or 2%. And I said, if the top line goes up and the market remains good, and we are to sustain 17-18, it should not be any problem. See, normally now even the our dealers are very with the company for long time. And they are very powerful in that particular region and this. So with that, you know, now initially they, we were giving around 21 days credit period. And now what we understood, with they are also becoming very organized after this GST and etc. They are also getting very cheaper. So most of 50% has become advance payment. And moreover, we are keeping a very tight control on them. We, whenever they default beyond 60 days, they go, we stop the dispatches, etc. And because we are, and the market is really we are ruling. So therefore, considerable improvement is there. Normal 21 days, and thereafter, we are start charging the interest to them.
So when we say we have a retail presence of MBO presence of almost 5 to 6 lakhs, so in terms of universe and in terms of our penetration, what is that ratio, sir? In terms of market universe, so we have a presence of almost 5 to 6 lakhs MBO.
You may see it's available to directly or indirectly.
So we are fully penetrated in terms of.
See, I said no, the shop is that shop only, our shop may little bit increase, but what is the rack space you are getting for your own product, that is important. If one brand will get a limited rack space only, if you want to increase the rack space, you will have to have different brands. Now we have made number of brands, so in a shop you will find different brands of CRM only, but you will get a better rack space and sell. There some may be polyviscose or premium, super premium, like that we are getting. See, we were doing around 60 to 70 crores prior to this corona, and thereafter now we considered what is the most popular way of doing this branding business, etc. So we last year we did around 30-35 crores. So little bit increase it will be there, but percentage term to the top line it will not go, but absolute terms, yeah, it will little bit go.
Quite competitive in terms of when we compete with the global peers, but when it comes to MMF, we are not very very competitive. So how do you see that trend? Because if on the cotton side we see that, you know, we are gaining a market share, but on the MMF side, what do you think is the bottleneck, and what do you think, maybe not immediately but 3 to 5 years, how can we as a country pan out in this segment? Is it because we do not have a good processing unit, because labor cost we are very competitive with respect to China, or what stops us to scale to a good number in this segment?
I think in man-made fabric also our fabrics are very competitive. In fact, we were importing a lot of things from China. Now we have adopted their technology, and whatever they are giving, the same finishing also we are giving. And really the a lot of inquiries are also coming, so we are cannot say that we are inferior than the China in man-made fabrics. We are the main players also. Earlier, yes, lot of technology, number of years we were importing, lot of technology also we are taken from them. So now we are capable of, and no more the Chinese fabrics are competitive in the international market. Their cost also is going up, therefore the Indian fabrics will have better days to come.
So are we planning to export more, because export is not a major contributor to our revenue right
See,
now?
See, I said so why we are not major. The focus is not there on the export so far, because the brand is not working. They wanted to have a ready-made garments. Our fabrics may be going to Sri Lanka or Bangladesh for converting it. So, but what we are trying to do is to give a specialty fabrics as per their needs. African country needs different type of fabrics, the Middle East require different, the European countries need it. So therefore we have a subsidiary also in the Italy, so we can able to export from there Italy. So of course 3-4 years now, because of the COVID, they are also in problem. Otherwise the Italian ready-made garments are having a very good demand in the market, in the European market especially. So we will encash that also, we can encash. But ultimately the India is progressing well in this man-made fabrics. I think we will have advantage.
Okay. So one more question I had is, sir, how is the demand scenario currently? Because we cater to tier 2, tier 3 cities majorly. So how is the demand scenario currently? Because, you know, a few of the maybe footwear brands or companies of these who cater to these cities are showing a subdued growth right now. So how is it for us right now?
See, first 6 months was okay, and thereafter a little bit the sentiments had gone back because of the lot of other things, majorly the inflation. If you read any media or if you see the electronic media also, so a lot of, you know, that sentiments were not that good. But now last few days again the footfalls have started, a good marriage season is there up to June this time. So we are quite hopeful that it should revive. Things will come back. You rightly said the lot of subdued is there after the first half. I think things should improve.
Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Sir, are we looking at any major investments under the PLI scheme?
No. I said already we are not going for any major expansion in the timing. Yeah.
But even after getting benefits under PLI,
see, only because of the benefit one cannot expand. So we have to see all other things also. And whatever things we are started consolidating, let us finish that. Then we will have to think something else than this. Ultimately, you are getting a benefit by way of interest incentive, capital incentive. But principal amount you have to pay to the bankers. So that we will have to see. And we are one company in the last 40 years not a defaulted a single payment to any of the lenders. Yeah.
Sir, how is the response to stopping the SOR thing?
Already, there is no, means we have already discontinued those SOR business, sales and return. I say again, because so much uncertainty in that business. And again, the payment was coming very late, after 3 months. Now what we are expecting, 60 days? Minimum. Beyond that, we stop dispatches. But that payment is every time that will come late only. And that also in pieces they will give.
Right.
And you don't know whether you will get the stock back or you will get the amount. And in this corona, we are realized that much more very deeply that one.
So even the whole industry has done that, or?
I don't know. But our policy matter, we have discontinued. We wanted to take them on a franchisee basis.
It's just on fabric side, right?
No, no, both. That fabric CRM Fashion Avenue, what shops we had around 500, that we started with that. Okay. Of course, our dealer network is much more in fabric, majorly the dealer network.
Right.
And in ready-made garments, majorly it was. So we are discontinuing that.
Sure. So, I mean, everything is on sale basis, and if even if seconds or thirds have to happen, has to happen at the dealer level,
yes,
or
yes.
The shop level. They have to take care
of
the...
But what is that cost will be taken care in the front end only. If there is any discounts to be offered to them in case of any sale, that will be front end only. It will be decided and it is up to them to, it is their responsibility to, you know, remove that stock.
Sure. So, I mean, the impact of this is totally in numbers in the first half itself, or yet?
See, initially it was when, you know, after the second half of 21, 22, we had a little bit problem. But now slowly and steadily it is going. That's why if you see the earlier level of ready-made garment turnover, it has came down. Now it is picking up.
Sure. So, sir, you mentioned about 10 to 15% kind of a growth and similar margins. How about the return on capital employed and ROE? What kind of thing we should assume going forward?
Yeah, see, if the profit is there, then the return on capital, because the capital may not be that much. Of course, there is a challenge when your reserve and net worth is increasing. To keep face with that, it is a challenging job. But I think we should be, if top line goes up, I think everything should be in place.
Because, I mean, I think this FY22 was abnormally high ROC, ROE compared to what it was in the 5 years.
So that's it. If the same momentum and the market remains good and the top line is reaches, means very nicely, if it goes up, so certainly we can keep it.
So
market has to be good,
sure.
In short.
So a 15 to 20% kind of ROC is good enough to assume?
Yeah, earlier we had around 20% ROC.
20-21%
ROC we are at.
Thank you, sir.
So
thank you. Now that is top line. I said in totality of the company, what is the CA? No, see, the last year last quarter was it was better. Now, of course, we have to see how the market will, you know, it will be there, whether the top line will go like that. So it is yet to come. I said after Diwali, little bit subdued is there. Market has to improve. And afterwards, we are expecting good marriage season. And with that, the sales should go up. So with that, we can maintain.
So, sir, as you said, your capacity utilization is almost 100% at par.
Not almost. Our own capacity utilization.
So, going ahead, what would be your key growth drivers for the
sales? See, I said now dedicated units are available. The marketing, new trends we have to bring. The new designs we will manufacture at our factory initially. Once it is becoming public, then anybody can manufacture. So, we can outsource. But the continuous like processing unit is there for manufacturing. So new fabrics, when it is coming, we have to need to have good processing machines, etc. So we'll keep on upgrading those things. So capex of around 30 to 40 crores, we may have to do it. That will be under the tough scheme of Government of India. So I think more than that, we will not invest initially. Now thereafter, we will see how to increase the capacity. But for the short period, we will not do.
Basically, your value addition will.
Value addition. Because, and the speed and the technology when it comes, so the efficiency level of the plant will go up. Anybody else? Market share, the overall market share of the fabric you are talking?
From the organized market point of view.
See this question, because in what happened, nobody knows what the market size itself of the fabric. It is so much unorganized, and it is a essential product. It is like roti kapda on makkan. So, but you know, the suppliers are so much, especially in polyviscose, and of course with this change in the taxation and all these things, everybody is becoming organized. Everybody has to keep the books. Earlier, no authenticated figures are available. What is the market size? But what we are thinking out of this branded, maybe around 15 to 20% total markets, branded players will be around 15 to 20%. Out of that, our share may be around 5%.
So this is for the fabric
set. Yeah.
And what about the garment
set? Garment also very difficult. There is no authentic figures are there. There is a lot of local brands are there. Huge market.
So when we are looking to increase our outsourcing revenue, does it have any impact on the margins?
It is not impact. On the contrary, if you are having a satellite companies, the small scale or medium scale, there is a lot of benefits in the textile. So very competitive. Only thing you need to have, because initially when you produce something, you should have the secrecy of that particular design. So for that is very much necessary. And the new technology what we are adopting. Otherwise, once it is, and then make processing, I said, one of the major, heart of the fabrics. So that we have to be very concentrated. Otherwise, in textile, you can outsource very well and do the products. And reach of the marketing and all these things are very essential here. How to sell your goods, make the brand.
Pricing,
we are only, because most of the things we supply, sometimes yarn also. We say about the designs also. Otherwise, we will tell they go to this spinner, because spinners knows us. We are the highest purchaser of yarn in the country for the manufacturer. So we will say they have to supply, because otherwise they will not get any competitive price. So all these things arrangement we are doing. We are reverse calculating what is the profit for them and all these. So it is a competitive. Anything else?
Thank you.
I think Indian textile industry very, very bad future. Majorly, the China is the main exporter across the world, and there's an anti-China wave also is there. And I said there's they are no more a competitive for them to manufacture in China, and they are not much interested in textile because they are also getting very low profits. So therefore, India got a natural riches resources, number one, and we are very versatile. A small beam, a smaller quantity, checks, plane, whatever India can manufacture. If you go to China, one quality crores of meters they will manufacture. Otherwise, it will not be competitive. So India got a versatility. So with that, I think India got a better chance, and people are interested in buying from India. See, Bangladesh is the main converter. They don't manufacture fabrics. The fabric used to go to there, and they were converting, like Sri Lanka also. And a lot of players, big brands, they are buying, you know, they are getting converted, the ready-made garments in Bangladesh or Sri Lanka. But fabrics used to go to India majorly. Otherwise, China. Now China no more a competitive. So therefore, the demand will for the fabrics will come from India only. So today, of course, they are also in problem. But they are the major converter, Bangladesh. The efficiency level and the labor cheapness is much more in Bangladesh.
One of the participants asked about the export opportunity. Why we are not focusing on that
particular? See, in India, we have a better market profitability, this better realization we can get in India than the export market as on today. Because of the brand. If you have an unbranded product and branded product, you can get a better realization. So therefore, our focus was always on the domestic market. Now with the ready-made garment is going up, and we are also, our means export also is going up. But in to the keep the pace with that, what we are doing, we are inventing new products for those countries, what they like. Otherwise, normally if you compete with the unorganized sector in India, they also export. So you will not get that margin what you intend to do. So therefore, our concentration is on the different line and the focus. Of course, we will slowly and steadily we will have to catch up.
So if you are focusing on only domestic market?
Not only, I said. We are now focusing in a different way. So ultimately, we have to get the profitability. Just exporting for the export sake, it doesn't make any sense. So when you get a better profitability in that particular, then we will intend to go for it.
So in the domestic market, the majority of the goods will come from EBOs, or it would be a brand of everything. And if EBOs, so EBO number is stagnating around 25 to 40 level. So are we envisaging maybe that level to go to 300, 400?
Certainly. If you don't increase your, you know, marketing network in the level what you want to do, and there is always a demand because of the population, etc., the demand fabric. So ultimately, it will be, should be available everywhere. Even in the online business world talking, of course, today there is no much demand from the online, but it may start in the future. So we'll have to be ready for that also.
So in that 10 to 15% growth
estimate,
I think majority can come from the garment
sector
because that was the
key
point, and now restructuring is
the future. The future may be there, ready-made garment. Of course, today in villages, the stitching is very cheaper and stitching is available also there. In the cities like Bombay, the stitcher means good tailors are not available and delivery is more than 1 month. Otherwise, if it is available, people are preferred to take fabric and stitch it as per their sizes now. So, if they continue, if the demand for ready-made also goes up, we got a mozo, we are making for that only. We will sell it for the masses in that rate range only. We said 600, so lower category of ready-made, we will do it there in the CR. It is for the market.
So, our target market would be predominantly
tier 3 and tier 2. See, there are two types. One premium for the urban market and for the very competitive pricing we have to keep for that the tier 2 and tier 3 cities also. Because we got product for every segment. Now, as per their pocket size, we have to sell it. It is not only for the premium. So, we are like, you know, PB, then we would do blending little bit premium we will get, then further premium will be there. So that, as per that, we have marked it also, and we sell it in the areas as per that requirement.
What would be your conclusion from mass brand and premium brand?
What is that?
Mass brand and premium brand, what would be our
So it is increasing revenue percentage. It may be, see, majorly CRM in 60-70%, 10-20% in premium, Cadini, JM State, that is increasing every year. And in CRM also we do a little bit of premium now, because there only PV may be a lower, you know, lower value. If you get blended with a better, superior fabric, you will get a better premium. So we brand it like that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.